Not right wing, just right. The Rick Smith Show.
When you can't shut up the sounds of the truth, lock your beachhead at the wrist, so I can't raise my fist.
You can't kill the protester.
Can't kill.
You can't kill the protest.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. So today is National Parent Strike Day. Educators and parents and students across the country highlighting the fact that we need to do away with this high-stakes testing regime. We need to take back public education, make sure that there's funding there, and they want to push back against the Common Core as well. Our friends at the Caucus of Working Educators, also Opt Out Philly, have sent a bunch of things for us to be thinking about. Do we need to have these proprietary high-stakes, very costly tests? In fact, here in Pennsylvania, $58.3 million last year was wasted on these tests that we could have put, I don't know, into the classrooms. Maybe some books, computers, maybe some stuff like that. Oh, I don't know, maybe some field trips to take, to maybe learn things a little differently. Just an idea. I know that we're wasting money on these tests, which is why they're today saying they'd like you to go to your school and say, you know what? Our kids aren't taking those tests. And if you want to check out more of their information, workingeducators.org, the website. Now, yesterday we talked with Michael Frisetto about what's going on out in Allentown. A bunch of response on that, on all sides of it. The story goes, the kids, a 40% dropout rate in the Allentown School District, and only 19% of the kids go to college. That's scary. But a bunch of the responses saying, you know, that it's a good thing that kids are getting active and taking control and you know, having their voices heard. Some of the other, you know, not so thrilled that they should go to school. Yeah, well, you know what? If the school is not doing well for you, you got to do something about it, which is why we've asked Talia Cordonia. She's an organizer and a member of United Youth Party to come and talk with us. Talia, thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, you know, yesterday we had an opportunity to talk with Michael, one of the organizers, like you, of the United Youth Party, laying out these really horrible stats. 40% of the district dropping out. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that information is accurate.
That, to me, is just unfathomable, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. It shocked me, too, when I found that out.
So what's going on now is you and other students like you, because you've been involved in this for what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
And you are saying, you know, hey, we need to be doing something, need to hear the voices of students, correct?
Yeah.
So lay it out for me. What are we working towards? What are the students demanding?
We are just working towards, like, bringing attention to education and letting them know that we want them to do a better job because, I mean, talking about statistics, only 7% of Allentown School District students earn a bachelor's degree.
Wow.
And there are 18,000 students in the district. So that's a very low percentage. And, I mean, it's not only Allentown. It's just minorities overall. They have a hard time staying in college. So we're also bringing awareness to that. It's just something that we've been trying to do. And
Right. One
of the demands that we want, it's been brought to our attention that 78% of the Allentown School District students live in poverty. So we want to develop a summer employment program for students. Like, they can do landscaping work or, like, cleaning up the city and get paid $10 an hour. So that'll help for students who want to go to school full-time and have a job. So that's one thing that we're trying to get. And we also want to have a student leadership board on the Allentown School District Board. We think it's time that students have a say in what goes on in their school district. I mean, because they're told what to do, they follow the rules, and they should have a say in what goes on in their schools.
Yeah, I agree with you, and actually be part of the discussion on what is important and know what's going on, which is why I think what you guys are doing is so important. just to get people active and engaged. The problem with our society, I think, is we've all kind of just, you know, tuned things off and said, it's hopeless. There's nothing we can do. So when I see people going, hey, let's come together, let's join up and actively try and change things, I'm excited, especially when I see young people doing it in situations that, I got to be honest, seem overwhelming and impossible.
Yeah, I agree.
So what made you want to get involved in this? I mean, you said you've been doing this 4 years now. What initially drew you to it?
Well, I'm just the kind of person that likes being involved in things that are really important. And when my friends started the group, I was like, wow, that's amazing. You know, you guys want to make the city better, and you want the adults in the city to see that students aren't delinquents, that they actually can be trusted. And we've noticed that there was a huge disconnect between student and adult, and we've been trying to get them together to work together. And, I mean, making the community better seemed like something I wanted to do because it, like, caught my interest. And
it's your community.
Yeah.
It's where you live. Who doesn't want to make where they live better? It seems sane and rational. So from those early days, 4 years ago, about how many people were involved then compared to now? What kind of growth have you seen over the last 4 years?
Over the last 4 years, when it only started with a group of eighth graders who wanted to make their city better. And from then, since we've been having events, a lot of students from the whole district have been saying, hey, you know, how do we get a part of the group? You want to be a part of the group? We like what you guys are doing. And the students have been responding well. I mean, we've brought out hundreds of students to community service events. Like, for instance, one of our events, Beautify the Block, we had hundreds of students come out to clean up the block and make it look better.
Nice. So let me ask you this. As I understand, on September 28th, which is a Monday, as I have been led to believe and as it was explained to me yesterday, about 600 to 800 students are going to walk out of school. They're going to head to a designated place, and then you're going to have kind of like school outside in protest and kind of a show of strength and solidarity. Any significance to the 28th and that time frame?
Well, are you aware? Yeah, actually, we're just going to have class outside. We have local professors from Lehigh University and Kutztown University coming out to teach classes. And we've been having a lot of support from college students and professors. And some professors have been giving their students extra credit to go and participate in these events. So that's always good. And we also have speakers coming down to talk to the students.
That's a good thing. I mean, to me, it kind of reminds me of those old sit-in days of the 60s, if you will. And, you know, we just completed a civil rights tour here at the program. And, you know, I'm taken back to the children's marches and, you know, back during the civil rights movement in Birmingham, where the kids were just filing out of schools and jumping out of windows to get down to downtown in Birmingham, where they were met with fire hoses and dogs. But they were the ones who really changed the direction of the civil rights movement, revived it, re-energized it, and I believe changed the country. So to me, this is one of those kind of moments of, you know, are we at that next turning point to where we're reclaiming education, to where we're reclaiming our communities and activating and engaging young people?
Throughout the whole summer, we've been doing some traveling out of state, and we've been meeting with national organizers, and they've been saying that even we met with people who were involved in the civil rights movement, people who've seen and worked with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, and they applaud us, and they said that this movement is really going to change our community, but it's also going to change places around us that have been having the same struggles as we've been having. And they've been waiting years for something like this to happen, and they're happy to see students coming together and fighting for what's right.
So now on Monday, on the 28th of September, on Monday, what are you expecting from the school? What are you expecting from police? What are you expecting from parents? What kind of expectations do we have of that walkout?
We've actually been organizing with parents, and the parents refuse to believe that their students are going to, that their students are in the worst school district in the state. So they've been participating, they've been organizing, we've been getting good responses back from them. And as far as the school, I don't know how the school's going to respond. And as far as the police, we've met with them, and they said that they were going to be outside and watching the students and lead them down to the designated area that we set. And they said that they can't do anything because it is our First Amendment right to peacefully assemble.
So no barking dogs and no beatings with sticks, right?
Yeah, no.
At least we hope not. And what do you hope to accomplish once this week of activism is over? Where would you like to see things go?
I would like to see. I would like our demands to get approved, and there have been talks of bringing what we're doing to Reading and Philadelphia.
And again, you've sparked potentially the next wave of movement that will hopefully spread across not just the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but the country as we look at the broken nature of some of our schools. And I think what you're doing is fantastic, and I wish the best for you. And as it happens, I'd love to have you come back and tell us what's going on.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much, Talia. Again, you know, I look at this, and, you know, like I said, this could be that spark that awakens a generation. It'll be interesting to see, and we're going to talk more about it as we come to the date and also during the event. Let's take a quick break. Back with your thoughts, 1-888-520-RICK, 1-888-520-7425. This is The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned.